least historically accurate to the time featured. I hope you'll fill in the gaps for me if anything has shifted dramatically by the time this book is in your hands. Thank you for choosing to read it. Introduction. Today was a fairy tale. Just be yourself, there is no one better. Taylor Swift. I just wanted to listen to Taylor Swift alone. Jess Day, New Girl. This is not a book about Taylor Swift. This is a book about you, about me, about us. This book is for the fans. I've been a fan of things for as long as I can remember, but I don't think I've ever profoundly cared about something as much as I care about Taylor Swift. I remember exactly where I was when I first heard a Taylor Swift song. It was February 2010, and a close friend and I had gone to the cinema to celebrate her birthday. We had an annual tradition. She would pick the cheesiest rom-com that we would enjoy together. We'd survived Bride Wars, 27 Dresses, He's Just Not That Into You. By now, cult classics. Comfort films that don't get made to the same, slightly problematic, standard anymore. In 2010, my dear friend's pick was Valentine's Day, one of those popular at the time multi-plot movies, starring abundant A-listers such as Bradley Cooper, Katherine Heigl, and Taylor Swift. I actually loved the film. As the final scenes played out satisfyingly, a song I had never heard before accompanied them. The first introductory plucks of the guitar strings and smart, sweet lyrics filled the cinema. I nudged my friend and asked, "What is this? Is this Taylor Swift?" I had, of course, heard of Taylor. As a die-hard pop music fan, I'd gone through the cycles of being mocked endlessly for loving Girls Aloud, McFly, and other artists that might appeal to young people, but who rarely receive credibility beyond their fan base or teenagers. Taylor Swift was, at the time, largely known by the world for the men she dated, not her music. I had no doubt made the same judgment as others, dismissing her as gossip fodder. Swift starred in Valentine's Day, art imitating life as she played a high school beauty dating Taylor Lautner, her real-life boyfriend at the time. I was surprised by her instant likability and her still-developing acting skills. I had a good chance of guessing the artist performing the song that filled the cinema, and I was completely disarmed to find how much I loved it. When I heard Today Was a Fairy Tale, my life changed. That is not an overstatement. Since then, Taylor Swift has been with me on my life's journey. A confidant, an inspiration, and an escape from reality, Taylor is more than just music to me. Though her genius lyrics and incredible artistry is what drew me in and sits at the center of my continued dedication, the imbalance in our relationship doesn't matter. I know her, and I feel that, through her artistry, she sees me. More than that, she has helped me feel seen. After the film, I pored over Taylor's back catalogue. In 2010, that was Speak Now, Fearless, and Debut. I couldn't believe what I had stumbled upon, a treasure trove of perfect pop country music, but more importantly, a wordsmith who it seemed could see into my soul, could articulate how I felt about experiences that had previously seemed unique to me, my life, my feelings. I've always made only one judgment upon music. If the lyricism is strong, if the songs can move me with words, count me in. But this was more than that. This was an artist whose technically excellent music, especially looking back now, knowing she was between 18 and 21 years old at the time of writing those albums, opened up my eyes, my mind, and my heart. So I became a passionate and dedicated Taylor Swift advocate, telling anyone who would listen that she was actually a lyrical genius, hugely misunderstood by the media. People needed to know that she was a talented and smart musician who wrote her own songs and played her own instruments. The injustice that she was being portrayed as little more than a man-eater was something I felt personally. Her instant relatability and brutally honest portrayal of the feelings of young women like me was something we needed in the world, something I had never known. It might be hard reading this, to imagine that there was ever a time when Taylor Swift was not universally loved, respected, and idolized. But there is a day I remember all too well. During a conversation with my colleagues, I compared Taylor Swift to Adele, another blessing of a talented woman in the music industry. Her first album, 19, was released in 2008, and Adele took the UK charts by storm, heralded as a raw, incredible talent who had an unparalleled ability to express the emotions of love and heartbreak that we all felt. She did so beautifully in the form of incredible lyrics and thoughtful balladic hits, and was instantly critically acclaimed and approved by more serious music journalists.